It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
A lot of people take vacations to get away from it, but if you're a student of yoga, you might want to use your vacation time to deepen your practice and find more of your inner self and even increase your meditative ability. My guest is, we're talking about how to plan your best yoga retreat, and my guest is leading yoga and Pilates instructor, Kristen McGee. Welcome to the show, Kristen. So yoga retreats, what are we looking for? If you were looking for them, what are the top three things you would look for?
I think one is location, because you have to decide how far you're willing to travel and how much money you want to spend on that. I think the location really sets the atmosphere and the mood. Do I want to go to Italy and have a really sensual experience where I can do my yoga practice and drink a glass of wine and look out on the beautiful Tuscan vineyards? Do I want to go to Costa Rica and be in the sunshine and have a really active, fit vacation where I'm also learning how to surf or doing another activity with it? Or do I want to go someplace close in my backyard? For me, I'm in New York City. Would I like to go to the Berkshires and be in the mountains, and maybe it's just a couple hours drive and I know I'm closer to home and I could plan a weekend retreat? So first of all, I think you want to look into a location. And then you want to look at the style. Is it a very active retreat? Is it something that's going to be educational? Am I taking 5 hours of yoga a day? Am I taking just a morning class and a noon class, and though I have a lot of free time to be contemplative and you know, go do other activities that are on the resort? And also, I think you want to think about the teacher, the group of people that you're going with, and just what you want to get out of it. So if you want, you know, that yoga boot camp atmosphere where you want to go and you just want to get yoga every day, kick your butt, get in great shape for summer, if you want to go and have a real meditative experience where it's a little more on the quiet side and you can be with yourself and journal and do that kind of activity. And so if you think of the location, the environment, what the plans are for the vacation, and then also your teacher. Is it someone you've always wanted to study with? Do you not really care so much who the teacher is as long as you're just getting your yoga classes in?
Really good information. So location, teacher, and what you're looking for, whether you want sort of that meditative, contemplative situation, because there's places like ashrams and things where, yes, you can do yoga, but they're all about also finding yourself and your inner self and a lot of silence and peace and, you know, incense. And I mean, you know, you can imagine all kinds of things when you think about those, but that's not for everybody. People that like,
exactly,
yoga don't always want to sit around in an ashram, right?
That is so very true. I think maybe some of the very serious practitioners or someone who says, you know, I really need a break and I want to try a silent retreat or a very meditative style retreat, then you go for it. But I feel like a lot of people on average love yoga and they want to stay in shape while they're on vacation and they want to have an experience where they might be able to still have a glass of wine at night. So if you're going to go to a really hardcore yoga ashram where you might be getting up super early to meditate and maybe eating all vegetarian food and possibly doing other kind of bhakti service type things while you're there, whether it's cleaning the dishes or sweeping the floor in the morning, things that keep you in the moment that are very simple, that's one style. Or you might say, you know, I want to go to a place where they serve great meals, gourmet food, and I can still have a glass of wine at the end of the day. And
see, you keep going back to the glass of wine thing, Kristen, and you're right up my alley. Because if I'm going on a vacation for yoga or your spa type vacation, I'm looking where I can have good food, a glass of wine, sit in my robe, great massages, wonderful yoga classes, maybe a stretch class or two, some hiking in the mountains, you know, whatever it is, all of those things. So you really have to look at what's important to you. Give us some of your favorites. You can mention names, please. Give us some of your favorite yoga retreats.
One thing that I find is awesome is called Escape to Shape. And the reason why I love to Escape to Shape is it's kind of a traveling caravan where they line up really amazing resorts at the beginning of the year and send out an email. So you might be able to go to Marrakesh or to Cartagena, Colombia, or you might go to even as far as the Philippines. They line up retreats in Italy, beautiful. Went into Puglia. I led a retreat for them 2 years ago. We even went to St. Petersburg, Russia. So you can get a real cultural experience if you want to. You can get a really amazing, it's more of like your style. Like you get to sit around a table at night with a bunch of people and talk and have a glass of wine and incredible food. And maybe it's a cooking class and also a dance class. Really fun activities are planned. That's one of my favorites. I think it's just incredible. And I know there's on the higher end a beautiful place called Parrot Cay, and that tends to sometimes be a little more nice retreat resort area. You still can have your wine and good food, but also they'll bring in some serious yoga teachers sometimes. So you can also take 2 to 4 hours of yoga a day with someone that you maybe you've always wanted to study with and really deepen your practice.
Would you go alone?
I would go alone. I think yoga retreats are one of the things you can do alone because a lot of people will travel alone and you'll end up meeting a lot of great people. I also think it's a fun thing to take a sister or a good friend on a retreat with, even a mother. I'm leading a yoga retreat in California in September, and I'm bringing my sister-in-law to the Calavi Spa. So you can also look at spa-like vacations where Calavi is going to have me leading the yoga all week long, but they also have spa treatments available. So you could do something like that where you have, you know, amazing food, you're getting massages and manicures and pedicures and hot stone rubs and also doing your yoga. There's another place, Miyamo Spa, which I love in Sedona, Arizona, which absolutely gorgeous. They have incredible food. They bring in yoga teachers for week-long retreats. And it's just the Zen atmosphere there is really incredible.
Now, what do you expect to pay? I mean, obviously, if you're going to Red Door Spa, you know, you're going to one of these kind of things, you expect to pay upwards of $500 a night sometimes or more.
Exactly.
That's on the low side. That's on the low side, but when you're talking about places where you go and Zen and even ones where you have to actually do a few chores, a kibbutz type atmosphere where you're involved, you're immersing yourself, what do you expect to pay at those?
You can go anywhere as low as, you know, $1,000. There's been retreats I've seen to Costa Rica or Tulum, Mexico, that can range, you know, as low as $1,500 to $1,800. Some of those karma service ones, if you go to eOmega or one of those retreats in the Berkshires, for instance, can be lower. They can maybe even be $600, $800 for the week. And then you're right, if you go to, say, Calavi or the Red Door Spa or to Parrot Cay, you could be spending upwards of $7,000 to $10,000 a week, even, depending once you add your airfare. So you can really find one on a shoestring budget. And you can also save up and spend your money and go all out if you've always wanted to experience something like that.
In the last just 30 seconds or so, Kristen, please wrap it up for us about spa retreats, yoga retreats, and what you look for in the best ones.
I think when you look for the best retreat, always go by word of mouth. And you'll ask friends even who've gone on yoga retreats or ask your yoga teacher like myself, what do you recommend? Where have you gone? What are some of your favorite retreats? And people can tell you from experience, just like the Escape to Shape retreats that I've led, people will rave about them and return on them and go to different locations with them because it's just such a wonderfully planned retreat, and it's awesome. I think, don't be afraid to go alone for sure, because no matter where you go, you're going to be welcome on a yoga retreat. Yogis are very friendly people.
They certainly are. I'm right there with you. And look for location. Look for what you can afford. And look for the experience that you're looking.
Exactly.
Whether it's contemplative, meditative, or whether you want to get in there and sweat all day, whatever it is you're looking for, and talk to your friends about it. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Be sure and like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. Thanks for listening. Stay well.